Abyong district, malaria has emerged as the leading cause of illness according to the district health performance report for October to December 2025. The report from Kapel Abyong district health office indicates that malaria accounted for 57,291 outpatient cases, representing 44% of all illnesses reported in health facilities during 3 months. The disease also caused 7 deaths. Emmanuel Opio, who is the communications officer for Kapel Abyong, says children under 5 years and pregnant women were the most affected groups. The report also lists other common illnesses recorded during the period, including cough or cold without pneumonia at 12%, urinary tract infections at 11%, gastrointestinal disorders at 6%, intestinal worms at 5%, and acute diarrhea at 3%. Other cases included skin diseases, the tonsillitis, pneumonia, and pelvic inflammatory disease, the PID. Opio is urging residents to sleep under treated insecticide mosquito nets, clear stagnant water around their homes, and seek early treatment whenever malaria symptoms appear. He adds that the district will continue strengthening community health interventions with partners to reduce malaria cases.
It is still high, but I must say that our medical team has exerted efforts to ensure that they stop this from being a great burden to our district. It is even notable that those mothers who go for the first antenatal care visit, in the report, at least 258 cases were reported of malaria, that's 17%, and it is still a burden. That was in the first quarter, and still it increased to 21. That is in the second quarter. It dropped from 21% in the first quarter. So we want to appeal communities in the district to always try to abide by the principles of how to avoid falling sick of malaria. They should sleep under treated mosquito net. They should clean their compounds. These are easy things to do, but also they should go for medical checkups immediately they find themselves not well. It could be a problem so that they don't fall prey.